I mean, look, I think if I had a dollar for every lockdown politician who decided to escape to Florida over the last 2 years, I'd be a pretty doggone wealthy man, let me tell you. I mean, Congress people, mayors, governors, I mean, you name it. Yeah, I mean, I guess I should have been at the beach in Delaware, right? And then they would have been really happy with that. You know, it was, I mean, you look, we actually put out the schedule, and I think these people didn't know that. They think because you're not doing a big press conference, you're not doing. So, you know, Friday we were, Kevin, Joe, and I all had discussions about, you know, doing what we're doing. Of course, I was at the down in Miami later, Thursday in the office working on this and some other stuff. And it's true, Wednesday, there was nothing on the calendar. And so I think they're like, oh, my God, he's on vacation. And I'm like, you know, and I just looked at my wife. I'm like, you know, going to the hospital with you is not a vacation for you. I know that. And it's not a vacation. I mean, this is something that as a husband, I think that I should be doing. I've accompanied her to all her chemotherapy treatments. And she's there for a long time. I mean, you know, I'm there most of the time. But it's a draining thing when she's done with it. You know, it's not something that's great to see. And so I just think a lot of people, particularly people that have gone through breast cancer treatments, the notion that that would be considered a vacation, I think, is offensive to a lot of those folks. And they understand, you know, what you're doing.